From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A California assemblyman is the first lawmaker to be named in the sexual harassment scandal sweeping through the state capitol. A legislative staffer says Democrat Raul Bocanegra groped her at a public event 8 years ago, as Capitol Public Radio's Ben Adler reports.
Bocanegra was a Capitol staffer himself back in 2009 when Elise Flynn Jera says he put his hand down her blouse at an after-work event at Mix Nightclub in downtown Sacramento. She filed a complaint with the assembly the next day. After an outside investigation, the assembly barred Bocanegra from communicating with Jera, but he kept his job and he won his own assembly seat a few years later. Jera told her story publicly for the first time today to the Los Angeles Times. In a statement, Bocanegra apologized for what he called an unfortunate experience and said he's learned from it. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Governors Jerry Brown of California and Andrew Cuomo of New York are crying foul over a Republican push to end a federal tax break that largely benefits their states. The GOP proposal would eliminate the federal income tax deduction for state and local taxes. The deduction predominantly benefits wealthy people in high-tax states governed by Democrats. The GOP budget bill that passed Congress Thursday lays the groundwork for the tax plan. Brown likened the 14 California House Republicans who backed the budget to a herd of sheep.
There's a lot of slavish adherence to the Republican leadership. I think these people are scared. They're going to need enormous sums of money for their campaigns. I don't know whether that's the reason, but they've all fallen in line.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield has argued it's not fair that lower-tax states subsidize high-tax states. He says Sacramento should be held accountable for choosing to raise taxes. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.